Welcome to Migrant's Guide, your guide to success in a new world with your host, Tabs. Every day, millions of people around the world are on the move, whether by choice or by necessity, seeking better opportunities or fleeing conflict, persecution, and natural disasters. But migration is not just a personal decision or a matter of individual circumstances. It is a complex social, economic, political, and cultural phenomenon that affects individuals, families, communities, and nations. In this podcast, we will bring together experts, scholars, activists, and migrants themselves to offer diverse and nuanced perspectives on migration. Our goal is to foster a more informed, empathetic, and constructive public dialogue, one that acknowledges the complexity and diversity of the issue and the humanity and dignity of all people on the move. Without further delay, here's another episode of The Migrant's Guide.
Hello guys, welcome to another episode of The Migrant's Guide, where we bring you insight on international education and cross-cultural experience. Today, I have an amazing person on this podcast, Salad Aguilera. It's nice to meet you. I don't know if I pronounced your name well, but yes. Well, hope I did try. So, Salad is from Mexico, and he's been in Lithuania for quite a while now. And we'll be talking about his experience while out here, the benefits he got from moving from Mexico, the reason why he moved, and how comfortable he finds Lithuania as a place where he studies. So first, Aguirre, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for the invitation, my appreciate. I really appreciate being here and sharing the experience. So, my name is Saul. I come from Mexico. And yeah, it's been a very long way, when very far away from home, but to be honest, like, enjoying here a lot lately. Yeah. I mean, it's so different, like, from Mexico, but at the same time, you get to appreciate a lot of things that I don't have that many always. Yeah, you know, we can start with something like, I mean, also that I know that you're so deep, and that we discussed, like, before, yeah, the weather.
Man, like you, for real. And so, take more expressive. How would you find the weather in Lithuania?
Yeah. So for me, you know, I'm not used to this weather. Like, for example, in the part where I live in Mexico, I live in the northern part in a city called Hermosillo, and it's always so hot. Like, it's like an eternal summer. You know, it's like, you know, before coming here, I was like always complaining, oh my god, it's so hot over here and everything. But now experiencing the cold here, it's like, man, like,
why
not? I don't really miss, like, you know, like being like, you know, warm weather. Like, yeah. So yeah, I mean, of course, you miss some things, but also you get some other things in Lithuania, which is really nice. And yeah, I mean, the weather, of course, it's a big difference. And yeah, and some people, maybe they could get like a little bit, you know, a blue feeling, kind of like sad feeling.
Yeah.
By being annoying. You get that, but bro, like, I do get it. I feel kind of lazy sometimes when the weather is cloudy. Like, I think that like it's.
I know. You know, most of times during the, I think that comes in during the winter. But when you get to the summer, it's different. It's chill, you know. And because most of the times, because back home in Africa, during the summer is really, really hot. And experiencing the weather in Lithuania, I would say it's chill. You know, it's chill, and you can go outside, take a good walk, and you don't really get like a whole lot of sunburn.
Yeah,
and I think that's good. So. You will summarize the weather for you, it's a positive thing, as compared to back home.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I would say that the weather for me, it would only be like a negative, like on the winter, because I'm not that used to it. But I mean, it's good, you know, for example, to get like that mild weather of like 15 degrees, like 20 degrees, like right now we have. Yeah. Like, man, it's so great.
It's great.
I really like it.
Great, thank you. So now I'll take you back. Is Lithuania, or rather Europe, the first country you traveled to? So what do you do in Lithuania at the moment?
All right. So right now I'm studying a master's in marketing and international commerce. So yeah, I came here to Lithuania about a year ago. Like, to tell my whole story about here, like how I came here and everything. So my girlfriend is Lithuanian, and I met her in Canada when I was studying my bachelor's degree. I studied international business. I did an exchange semester in Canada from January to May. And we met there and everything. We formed a relationship. And, well, she was, I was just in Mexico and I had a job already, finished my degree and everything. And then, well, she was visiting me in Mexico. She visited me twice. She loved, like, I mean, her as a Lithuanian person, like, she was like, oh my God, I've been loved here with Mexico, the weather and everything. Like, I mean, so good, the food, of course. Like, I mean, she was in love with it. And then, like, last year, well, I hadn't visited Lithuania, so it was like, okay, like, she already been in Mexico twice. So,
yeah, I guess she had to return the visit.
Exactly. So, so it was my time already to visit, meet her family. And so I got scared to Lithuania, and yeah, I really enjoyed the experience. I came like 1 year ago from February to April, I went, and I was working online there. Yeah, so I got a really, really sweet time here in Lithuania. I really loved it, like going outside and everything, like meeting my girlfriend's friends and everyone. Like, it was so nice, that experience that I had. And I remember going back to Mexico, it was like we said to each other, either you come to Mexico or I have to go to Italy, you know, taking that moment step.
So I think that was actually a deal breaker for you to actually make that decision to actually move down to Europe. Thinking that you had another opportunity, Canada was, which is economically stable than Lithuania. And so your purpose of actually settling or coming over to study was just because you wanted to make that when it comes to your relationship with your girlfriend?
It was both, actually. You know, I always wanted to study like a master's degree. Either it was like anywhere, either in Mexico or anywhere. So, and I knew that it wanted to be marketing. So my girlfriend just like told me, like, hey, like, why don't you study in the same university that I studied, you know, apply for a master's or something. So I was like, it sounds like a good idea, you know. So I applied for a university, I got accepted, and then after that I applied for a scholarship, and also I got the scholarship. I got 90% of my like tuition fee. Exactly. Wow. So I'm practically, you know, practically like my whole studies are like, you know, very long lost. But wow. And I'm very, you know, I feel blessed for that.
You are. You are. So that brings me to my next question. So compared to Mexico, financially, how do you see your experience studying in Lithuania? Is it more expensive when it comes to living cost?
Yeah, actually it is. Here in Lithuania, it is more expensive than in Mexico. Mexico has like a lower cost of living. Here, I think, for example, rent, it's like way more expensive. I mean, it's still not that super expensive, but it's still like comparing like to Mexico, it's like way more expensive.
Yeah.
Also, like simple things, you know, like going to the supermarket and stuff. Yeah, it's more expensive.
Okay. And so when I believe while trying to make that decision to move, you had a lot of questions, a lot of fear. Every door I felt like this, there's always this high adrenaline rush when it comes to making a decision with someone actually that you actually love and you feel like you're committed to, and you feel like, you know, taking this chance becomes like great fear as a man, you know, living everything you know, everything you have.
Yeah.
As of a girl to another country, it might go 50-50.
Yeah.
No. It's like, it's like you're basically investing in a business. And yeah, you have those fears. So what were actually your fears when actually trying to evolve to explain?
Yeah, so basically the fears that I had, or like challenges that I knew that I was going to come, like, were more related about how I was going to adapt to Lithuania, you know, because when I first came to Lithuania, just as a visitor, I mean, it was nice and everything. I really liked it and I really loved the experience, but I was always in my mind, like, okay, if I were to move here, how would I really adapt? Like, you know, I guess the first question that, that I got, and I'm sure like a lot of people got, is like, okay, would I be able to connect with the people here? Would I be able to adapt? Like, I just speak, I speak English and Spanish. I mean, will people be able to, like, understand me? And, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, I guess that was like one of the biggest like doubts or like challenges that I had into myself. Like, will I be able to adapt here? And yes, gladly I've been adapting, you know, gladly. I mean, being in the university like environment helps a lot. Like, definitely. I mean, you meet like several like, I mean, students from all over
the world, and then you get to know like you're not alone and all. That the cultural diversity makes you more settled.
Exactly.
I understand.
I mean, and like when you, I don't know what you, but for example, when you meet like people from all over the world, like it kind of makes you feel you're not alone.
Yeah. And it gives you that sense of that feeling like you're at home away from home.
Yes.
Because I always like when people go to certain cities, when you find yourself in the same situation with other people, you guys are kind of bond.
Yeah.
Those people, those certain groups feel like you see a space in with one, because you guys share the same fear, like this other person moved the river on. And this might be a reason why they might have moved
here,
but it's all for the same purpose, job moves and find yourself here. Culturally, how do you feel like you're adapting right here? Like, you know, the Ukrainian cultures and, you know, various activities.
How do you go about it? Yeah, so culturally, I think, you know, Mexican culture and Lithuanian culture are a little bit different. In Mexico, people like are way like warmer people, you know, it's like, hey, what's up? You know, like, handshake, like, hug.
I remember the first time we met, you're so welcome. You always really talk to people. And I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think like, I mean, it's like, I mean, maybe that's the difference between like warm winter countries and cold winter countries. I don't know what it has to do, but man, like, I mean, it's like a difference. For example, when I found through that, people, I mean, and it's not bad. It's not that they are not with the attitude or anything. It's just like, just how they are. They're a little bit older. I mean, they're a little bit like more serious and everything, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, but definitely you will have to, you know, as a foreigner, you have to understand how people like,
you know, culture.
Exactly. You know, how people think and how people like will treat you on the first interaction. Maybe as me, if I go in Mexico and like you wait for people like, hey, great, blah, blah, I recommend you this place, super wild, blah, blah, you can do this after, I don't know, after class, or you could go to these restaurants or whatever. But people here are more like a little bit serious. Yeah, but still, like, I mean, they're people feel really respectful, like, really considerate. If you ask them for help, like, they generally like will help you. And I felt like all the experiences I've had with Lithuanian people have been like extremely good. So yeah, I guess it's just a thing like understanding that we're
cultural shift,
that there's a cultural shift. But I mean, like, at the end, like, while understanding that concept, I think you get to understand each other.
Well, that is great, which actually means like you find a way of actually settling in our culturally and you being able to understand. And did you have this perception before you move, like, all right, so you've been to Canada, and what's the difference between Lithuania and Canada? Because me also, looking at the both countries, you know, just based on research, they are not that different. As Canada also is a very cold place. And people over there, I have friends over there, and they term Canada as a very lonely place. So what difference can you actually attach to each of these countries?
Well, I think the main difference, at least what I found here in my university experience with Peter Tassilakos University, is that here's here's just a lot of diversity, like of people in every article, like just different cultures, different countries. Like there's a lot of different people. In Canada, I found that there was also a lot of diversity, but here I can find like way more, you know. Because in Canada, we had more like people from all the American continent. And here in Lithuania, I can see people like from, of course, like the whole European continent, but also like a little bit from the Americas. So yeah, it's a nice shift. And also, well, the differences would be like, Canada was a little bit colder.
Canada is colder than Lithuania.
Yeah, like, I mean, at least like in in the place that I was, like it was insane. It was like minus 32 degrees. Like sometimes it's a city called Regina in the county of Saskatchewan.
I've not heard of that. I knew of the popular city, Toronto.
What am I?
Wow. So now, go ahead a bit, personal. So now you moved because of your job, and how has that changed your relationship? Girl, you know, how has it been with you?
Definitely for the better, you know, like, I think something that I discovered, like, that while moving together, because we're living together right now, is that I think you truly get to experience the realest version of that person. Whenever like you're living with more period, like, I mean, it's like, you get to experience like the whole experience. Like, I mean, it's, and
you get just in the good and the bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to choose if you're going to accept that or not.
I had exactly that, as you said, it's like a quite so similar. I know. But no, I mean, of course, like I already knew her, and I already knew, like, I mean, she was like the one for me, like to live with her, and I mean, for us to live together. And yeah, I'm sure, like I made a good decision. Like, I mean, and of course, like the relationship has been even getting better. And just we know each other more. We understand each other more, and yeah, I guess for anyone that like is in a relationship or anything, that at some point when they get into that stage of the relationship, like of course it will be like something like way different. But yeah, I mean, if you are okay with that person, you will always be able to, you know, surpass for all the challenges.
For real. And also seeing, like, I know it must be now. You coming from Mexico
and dating a Lithuanian, so that's turning
to the drug continent. Sorry, the trade, not
close to the countries yet.
So how do you find that balance, you know, to into like starting to understand the other person in a weird way, you know, because like obviously just the fact that you guys have cultural differences, it's a whole lot, you know, to get that balance between you both for you to be able to move in on it. So how did you actually reach that cap?
Right. So I think personally for us, it was that because we did have a lot of like cultural differences, you know, like, I mean, there's like a lot of times that, I mean, we even talk and laugh about it, but I think that's, I would say that's the key to always, I mean, we've always understood each other, and I think that's like to always understand each other, cultural differences, and just like and accept it, you know, and accept it as it is, and even like adopting like the best that, for example, that Lithuanians can offer, and also like as for her, like adopt the best that Mexicans can offer, you know, and I think that's the beauty, like the conversion of like of different cultures when it's one place. Like, I mean, you can get like all the goods from each or anything you like from each, and you don't get it for you, and that's where you like end up growing as a person. So I don't know, like that's why I think like people that go to exchanges, go abroad, different school, or go to study somewhere else, like some different culture or country, like they end up like changing and maturing as people, and that's something
that's something great. So eventually, traveling has been a great experience for you. And as you said, people whom you knew that have traveled out of Mexico to another country, they have a different perspective when it comes to that. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And all right, so now, what are the, because I based on what I know, Mexico is a great touristic area. It's a great touristic environment. How do you, how would you advise someone who's taking from Europe to maybe settle in Mexico? Is it a good place? So what can you say about such? What do you advise someone who wants to make that move? So you've experienced both cultures, you've experienced both environment. So now I need you to advise two people, someone who wants to move from Europe to Mexico and someone who wants to move from Mexico to Europe.
All right. So I will start from someone, you know, that is from Europe and would like to, you know, to move to Mexico. I would say that, I mean, Mexico, like, it's a really, really nice place. Like, I mean, there are a lot of, like, places to visit. Like, for example, but, I mean, the main city is, like, Mexico City, Guadalajara, even, like the more vacation parts of Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. Like, it's so beautiful. But apart from that, there are, like, other, like, very, very beautiful places to go. Also, Monterrey, Puebla, they offer, like, a lot of, like, things to see. I mean, like, culture, if you like, if you're more into culture and history, you have a lot of pyramids to visit and, like, historical places. Also, like, if you're, like, more into night, like, or something, like, there's, like
man,
a lot of places to go out and everything. Yeah, if I would advise, like, Europeans to go to Mexico, I would say that, yeah, I mean, just, like, get the best tickets available, you know, like, I mean, because this is important, like, I mean, the money as well, like,
yeah.
I mean, like, prepare with time your trip and just get the best tickets. Also, I would say, like, get, I don't know, a good ticket that has, like, good, enough time for you to transfer.
Because there's a lot of stop.
Yeah, because since it's, like, an international trip, like, a lot of people may underestimate, you know, like, I mean, okay, I only need 1 hour from transfer. Like, no, like, man, like, sometimes, like, passport check, like,
so I don't much. Know, street team of that, bro, because, like, the time is when you travel, you feel like when you've never gotten to the airport before, and you feel like it take probably 30 minutes for it to go down. You get in there, you don't even know your way to go. You have to start figuring things out, and it's about 2 hours. You might miss your flight, and I think that's actually a great point that for you.
Yeah, I mean, once I missed a flight, I remember, I mean, like, because the line, the passport check was so, like, was so big in Germany. Like, what, my flight was connecting to Germany at 3:20, and then I lost my flight. I had to wait a day dressing. Gladly, since it was, like, an issue of passport control, it was, like, unusual, like, taking too long. The airline, like, reimbursed my flight. You know, I just got another set to.
So now for the Mexicans who want to actually come over to Europe. Now this is different because you're speaking directly to people. So I want you to say this in Mexican, not in English. So speak to them directly in Mexican because I love Mexican.
Okay, but you want to say in Spanish or like in English? No.
Spanish.
Ah, okay. But bueno. Un consejo que daría para los mexicanos que quieran viajar a cualquier parte de Europa, pues bueno, inicialmente serían los boletos de avión, lo que acabo de mencionar. Dense tiempo para cuando ese tiempo de transferencia, cuando te trasladas de un avión a otro para hacer tu conexión a viaje internacional, hasta seguro que sea que tengas el suficiente tiempo para transferirte de avión a avión. Otra cosa también muy importante, con lo que creo que fue con lo que más batallé, fue ver qué onda con todo eso, lo de las pues, permisos y todo, visas para ingresar al país. Yo, como estoy estudiando una maestría por 2 años, necesito, no puedo entrar como nomás con mi pasaporte mexicano, con la visa que nos otorga el pasaporte mexicano, tengo que entrar con permiso de residencia temporal. Se llama Temporary Residence Permit. Aquí lo saqué en Lituania. Te piden muchos papeles, muchos documentos, traducidos al inglés, al español, y la traducción tiene que ser oficial del gobierno. Y hay muchas cosas que toda la información está en internet, pero sí tienes que checar muy bien, porque si no, corres el riesgo que te puedan devolver o algo así. Así que si puedo dar un consejo, es que asegúrate muy bien de tener todos tus documentos en línea y bien preparados. So, I mean, I was mentioning something, actually, I also want to mention it, like, in English, because I think it's, like, super important. Like, you know, I had a whole, like, I mean,
what's that? That's for, like, review.
It was of such, like, strong hustle that, I mean, getting my temporary residence permit, you know, I don't know, or, like, if you also had to get it, like, as me, like, for
a session, I can add them to the local courier process, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, I know that, you know, also, like, I mean, the whole documents, also, like, translating them, like, officially, also, like, get like, you know, medical insurance, like, Lithuanian medical insurance.
And that's a lot. That really,
like, so partial.
It covers to this. Usually, mostly face is of getting points clearance. I don't know if they add that for you, too.
Like, the
show
that criminal
record, not conviction, certificate of not conviction.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like gladly that step, like in Mexico, like for me, it was like pretty easy, like to get that letter. But I remember that one mistake that I made is that I have all my documents, imagine, like ready, you know, all my documents in Spanish, you know, before coming here to Lithuania. But the one thing wrong that I did is that I got a translator, you know, just like a general translator from a private company, and you know, paid the money to get the documents translated. And then first I had to get the translations, and then after getting the translations, I had to get all my documents apostilled, you know, with this, like, with that, for a special stamp, yeah, that the government gives you. So when I went to get the apostille back in Mexico, they told me, like, this translation, it's not
so valid.
It's not valid. And I was like, how come? Like, I mean, it's translated, you can see it here. And they were like, yeah, I mean, of course, like, it's translated, but it needs to be translated by like a government official translator.
What in the language?
Yeah, I'm like, obviously, and I remember, like, you remember, like, how many documents you have, and they charge you, like, by the page, you know? So I paid, like, a lot of money, but yeah, of course, that was, like, a mistake I made, of course, and, like, I was like, I should have asked, you know?
Yeah.
And it's nothing, I mean, and the thing is that I didn't know that, because didn't come, like, specified that it had to be translated by official government translators. So, yeah, that's something I would recommend the guys, like.
And yeah. I think such little mistakes can actually chill down time for you. And those are things where, yeah, people actually tremble and, yeah, on the budget, you know, invest those slight cuts and consider the fact how far that we basically saw from Europe and the expenses you might incur. Those are actually pointers which people should be aware of. So I really do appreciate you, Saul, for getting here and sharing your experience. Most importantly was the most important part of your story that intrigued me was the reason for you actually moving from Mexico to Lithuania. And most people wouldn't take that step. Now, I feel like that's bold for you, because at every stage, the person whom you decide to actually settle down, the person whom you actually, especially when it comes to female, or did you have a very important and indicated a big heartbreak? Yeah, the fact that you can travel far and wide, it's a very commendable thing to do. And I just want to thank you for coming and sharing the story on here.
Yeah,
and
And hopefully, you guys are going to take up a lot of very massive take from his experience. And if you're in Mexico and you try to move to Lithuania, you've had it. It's a school. It's cool. You know, Europe in general, it's great.
So, and I hope you guys had a wonderful insights from this episode of the Migrant's Guide.
And till next time, I'm your host, Dap. See you.
Thank you for joining us on this exploration of migration. We hope that this podcast has provided you with valuable insights, thought-provoking discussions, and a deeper understanding of this complex issue. As we conclude this episode, we invite you to continue the conversation in your own communities and to engage with diverse perspectives and experiences. It is only through listening, learning, and respecting each other that we can build a more inclusive and just world for all. We encourage you to stay informed and engaged on migration as a topic that will continue to shape our societies and our world in the years to come. If you have any feedback, questions, or ideas for future episodes, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Find us on all social platforms by searching The Migrant's Guide. Thank you for listening. We look forward to continuing this journey with you.